So what kind of skills do you use in your career? And I know you said before that you're maybe using 1/16 of what you learned in school. So is it more on the job learning and what you're actually doing day to day?
Well, when I said 1/16, maybe I should clarify that. You learn constitutional law, legal writing, torts, criminal law, criminal procedure. I'm missing, wills and trusts, estate planning. There's so many different topics in law school. And the one that is called torts, which is an unintentional harm or a civil wrong, is what I do. And so I'm definitely dealing with negligence and the breach of a duty that someone owes to another person in society that causes damages. And so that's where I got the 1/16 thing. I'm sure that I use much more of the education I learned in law school on a daily basis than I'd probably just take it for granted. The skills required here, I mean, you have to be, first of all, organized because of, I probably carry anywhere from 40 to 75 cases at a time. You don't work on every one every day or every week, but you definitely have to be organized and have a good system for tracking dates and calendaring. You have to be compassionate and empathetic. And a lot of people oftentimes just kind of want someone to hear them. I'm surely not a counselor. I'm not qualified to hold myself out in any way, shape, or form as a therapist, but a lot of people just want someone to listen to them for a little bit, which, unfortunately, fortunately or unfortunately, I have to do sometimes for clients, sometimes for people that are non-clients. You have to be aggressive, could be the word at times. You have to be diligent. You have to be able to hold your ground and not be taken advantage of. A big thing is every time I represent somebody, every insurance company is familiar with my office, or when they put our office in, we come up in their database. And they know, based on our combined, 52 years of practice, whether we are a pushover firm or not. And if you, some firms don't like litigation, they don't file lawsuits, and they'll go as far as they can, but then they won't litigate a case. And that shows up in their system. They'll say, wow, this person hasn't filed a lawsuit in 15 years. I don't think they're going to file one now, so I'm going to make them a bad offer. And that's not our reputation at all. I mean, we're nice guys, we're polite, Santa Cruz locals, but if someone's not giving my client a fair shake, I got no problem taking it to the next step and getting it out of the insurance company's hand and letting 12 members of our community decide what my client's injury is worth and not take it from some insurance agent.